With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, Jeff, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Interesting column. I know Kevin Reardon. We have him on a lot in Sunday's Inquirer. What was the point, the main point you were trying to get across when you spoke with Congressman MacArthur at this big town hall meeting in Willingboro?
Well, that's a good question. I didn't really have an intention to make one overarching point, but at the end, the one overarching point I want to make, the one overarching point I want everyone to take away from this is that for-profit insurance is inherently immoral, and that's what we have, and we have to stop that. We have to stop that immediately.
Okay, well then, I didn't get that in what you were saying there, so why not just say that to him? That's a position different maybe than a lot of people that were out there. I don't know if that came out of this. Why not just tell him that's immoral?
Well, I did, in that town hall, if you listeners, towards the end.
Okay.
To me, the overall thing that I was saying is that the ACA is got a lot of flaws, but a lot of those flaws were put in by design, and a lot of sabotage has been happening, none of which I care about per se, because the ACA is still a for-profit business model for healthcare.
Well, I thought it was that your children have pre-existing conditions that seem to be pretty severe, and you actually told him he is the single greatest threat to my family in the entire world.
Yes, because at the very least, the ACA protects pre-existing conditions. As poorly as it does for keeping costs down, at the very least, if you have a pre-existing condition, you're not going to be turned away. My kids are covered under Medicaid, which the AHCA and the Senate bill are going to eviscerate.
Okay.
I
get it a little bit more. So you're beyond a single payer or anything like that. You're just saying there can be no profit. So you would be single payer. Is that accurate? Is that what you would want?
I am a single payer. And
okay.
There's dozens of examples of how that can be done and how it can be paid for. But at the very least, the insurance companies have got to be reined in and possibly diverted to other areas where they can do insurance. I don't think they should be involved in healthcare. Pharmaceutical companies have got to be dealt with. Medical manufacturing companies have to be dealt with. Hospitals, and billing practices have got to be dealt with. If you're in medicine to be a one percenter, you're in the wrong business and you need to get out or change your ways.
Okay.
It's inappropriate for you to be trying to make that kind of money, that kind of profit off of our lives and deaths.
All right. Okay. Now, this is a bigger debate. Why, though, a guy who's one of the few, because he knows what he's going to face, 5-hour meeting in Willingboro, how do you feel it's okay to call him Tommy Boy twice?
Because he's lied. Because when I went to see him in Waretown, and he told us several things at that particular meeting, which was a much more sedate meeting. But he told us, first, that he's not Donald Trump, even though now he votes with Donald Trump almost unilaterally. He told us that he does not want to pull the rug out from underneath people, and yet his own amendment says that the 24 million people are going to be taken off of health care. And he also said that health care was too big an issue to be dealt with in a couple of months, which is why he voted against the January resolution to simply end it.
All right, we're talking with Jeff Ginder, who made national news when he sparred with MacArthur at this town hall. I see here, too, that you and your wife are dual citizens, Jeff. How do you...
That was actually a missed thing. I'm a dual citizen. My wife...
You're a dual citizen. Why should we listen to a guy who's a dual citizen? Why can't you make up your mind and be an American citizen?
That's a pretty interesting question that I kind of feel is rather offensive. I was raised in Canada. I was born in this country. And mm-hmm. what does it matter where I was born or where I was raised? Truth is truth, regardless of where you are.
Well, I would say when you're attacking a guy this severely and you're talking about running for office against him and all that potentially, because a lot of people are supportive of you, I think it does matter.
It actually doesn't matter because I was born in this country, and that's the only barometer for which one has to run for congressional office.
I understand that, but I'm asking why keep that? Why have that as a fallback when you're in the center of a controversy that affects us right here?
Have that as a fallback? I don't understand your question.
Well, why be a citizen of another country?
Because I was raised there and my family is there. Why would I not maintain citizenship in a country that I have close ties to?
Well, because in my view, if you were running and I were at a town hall, I would ask you that, and I would say, because you got to make a choice.
I don't have to make that choice. If you don't want to vote for me because of that, that's your choice. My choice is to live my life. My family is there, my brothers, my sisters. I have tons of friends over there. I have no reason to cut ties with a country that I was raised in. I also have no reason to cut ties in a country that I was born in and lived almost my entire adult life in.
All right, well, we differ on that. But final area for this, do you have any regrets about this, given it has created quite a stir? Why not approach this? You believe it's immoral to be making these profits and all. Wouldn't that have been, that kind of got drowned out, and for some reason, people are not talking about that part of this.
I can't speak to why people aren't talking about it, but it's what I'm talking about. You know, if people want to have that conversation with me, I want to have it. If they want to take up a contrary position and have a conversation with me, I'm willing to have it. But I'm not going to apologize for what I said in Willenboro. You know, I'm not going to apologize for yelling at him. I'm not going to apologize for calling him Tommy Boy, because his idea of civility is that we're just going to be listening to what he has to say, and he may or may not listen to what to us, but he's not going to follow through.
Do you think it's okay? Now, I don't know that you did this when people shouted him down when he mentioned his 11-year-old daughter who died.
Yeah. What about that?
Is it okay to shout him down? And people were telling him, stop talking about that.
I think it's okay for people to express themselves. I think that he has used that particular story again and again and again. And this is the level of frustration that we're living with. He talks and talks and talks, and he has not changed anything that he talks about. And for someone who has gone through what he has gone through, as I said to him in Willenboro, I have sympathy for his daughter, and I have sympathy for his father and for his mother. I don't have sympathy for him, because those things having happened to him, he should have learned something different than what he took away from it, because he is now engaged in creating a system that will create more Tom MacArthurs.
All righty. Well, Jeff, do you have a website or place where people can see what you're up to?
I just do Facebook. I just recently joined Twitter. I don't really enjoy Twitter, but apparently there's things going on. I just do Facebook. Right now, I'm a citizen. I'm not looking to do anything political except express myself and lend my voice to those that want it.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks for joining us today.
It's my pleasure. Thanks for reaching out.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.